I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 30 years after the Islamic Revolution, Iran is struggling to retain its image of a utopian society. Sat7's David Harder agrees.
The recent developments over the summer popped the bubble for those who are really looking forward one day to serving under Islamic religious leadership.
Sat7 Pars is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Farsi-speaking region. It plays a key role in introducing people to Christ.
We are able to beam in messages of hope and of love, and really people are thirsty, and they're realizing that some of the things they've set up as examples of what they want to have, like an Islamic caliphate, may not be the answer.
Next, as Americans begin their Christmas rush, some are wondering if it could be time to refocus priorities. Living Water International's Stan Paderak says through the Advent conspiracy, people are encouraged to enter a different worship experience by spending less, giving relationally, and loving the least of these. In its fourth year, the conspiracy is seeing its best response yet. Paderak says every year participation's doubled, and with the money sent to LWI, they've been able to install 340 wells worldwide. However,
we're really quick to say this is not a fundraiser. This is more about changing the way we choose to worship.
And it's been 25 years since one of Bosnia's oldest churches began. Located in Mostar, the church started its work in 1984, 8 years before war ravaged the country. Operation Mobilization reports during the war, believers were scattered and their building was damaged. However, the congregation persevered and now united to restore the church. Today, it's expanded to include a Bible school and training center for church leaders. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to have a free copy of World Serve's devotional called Joy Over the Moon, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also request your copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.